This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, back to this morning's news on inflation, 4.9% year over year, as we said. If you scroll down in the report, though, past all the goods, the stuff, the coffee and clocks and sewing machines, you get to a category called services less energy services. That is the price of everything you buy that's not a physical thing, excluding, just like it said, energy services. You can think electricity there, right? And that number is significantly higher than the headline figure, up 6.8% since last year. But riddle me this, would you? Inflation overall is coming down pretty steadily, right? But why are service prices still so stubbornly high? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looked into that one.
Economist Alan Detmeister has ants, which he was dealing with when he talked with me today. Or rather, he'd hired someone to deal with them.
I apologize. I think my exterminator just locked himself out.
The exterminator services would likely fall under what the Bureau of Labor Statistics calls household operations, a category where prices have increased 8% since last year. Also up, veterinary services 10%, car insurance up more than 15%. Detmeister, who works for UBS, by the way, says inflation for all services tends to be slow to change, partly because they're related to how much we pay exterminators and insurers and vet technicians.
Wages are a big part of services prices. And wages are often changed, usually only once a year. Services prices are changed much less frequently than goods prices.
Core service inflation is starting to decelerate. It's down from 7.3% in February, which was the highest it had been in more than four decades. But it's still got a long way to go, points out BlackRock investment strategist Gargi Chaudhry.
If you looked at the pre-pandemic world, services inflation was somewhere around, call it 2.5%, give or take. So we've certainly moved significantly higher.
The other big factor keeping service inflation high is housing. Yes, housing or shelter is considered a service, even if you own your home. And there's a shortage of it, which has driven prices up. Robert Frick is a corporate economist with the Navy Federal Credit Union.
We don't have enough shelters to go around, you know. If we'd known then what we know now, we would have built a lot more houses starting 10 years ago.
Frick also says service inflation isn't equally distributed and that it can hit lower income households particularly hard. For example, they're more likely to own a used car.
And it's an older model car, which requires more repairs, and you are paying extremely high rates to get those cars repaired.
Extremely high is right. Motor vehicle repairs were up 20% in April from last year. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.